Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship. Thank you.
to those who have an anxious heart. Be strong. Fear not. Those are just his opening words in the text today. Right away, right off the bat, we can see that this week is going to be a lot more, let's say, positive than the message that we heard last week. Just in case you weren't here last week, or in case you didn't memory every little thing that I said from this pulpit, I'll remind you that last week we did talk about hearts quite a bit. But we talked about them in the context of hearts being filled with all kinds of corruption and defilement. And how a heart often becomes a source for all kinds of things. This week we're talking about hearts again. But instead, the Lord is promising comfort to those who have an anxious heart. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, it seems like, especially these days, it pretty much covers everybody that you meet. Anxious hearts, anxiety, angst, or angst, if you prefer the term in pronunciation. It seems like so many people ever seen before, or at least they think they are, or they assume that they are. That's been one of the problems with that term, anxiety, is that it's a little bit subjective. It's kind of hard to define, it's hard to really put your finger on it and really see what it looks like. And some people, it's obvious that they are anxious people. Some people you come across them just by their behavior, the way they're acting, the way they talk. You're like, okay, this is someone who's filled with anxiety. But there are a lot of other people who are more inwardly anxious. So they might, on the outside, be very calm and serene. But internally, in their mind, it's like swirling with all kinds of focus. Maybe you feel that way. I don't know if any of you have seen animated movie Inside Out 2, but they have introduced a new character called Anxiety. And I think they do a pretty good job without giving too much of the plot away. They do a good job of making it clear how easy it is for anxiety to take over a person's entire mind. Almost take over their entire personality. So, of course, you have people who are very outwardly anxious, people who are inwardly anxious, and of course, you have this other group of people. Many are not anxious, but they really think that they are. And so maybe any little uncomfortable feeling, any small amount of stress or worry is labeled as anxiety. Perhaps that is the proper terminology, so I don't want to criticize it too much, but I do wonder if sometimes that word anxiety just gets thrown around as one of these mental health buzzwords that just sort of covers any uncomfortable feeling whatsoever. Maybe not. But either way, statistics are showing that anxiety has been rising in recent years among all age groups, especially among young adults and teenagers. They're anxious, more anxious than they've ever been.
Miracle.
the ears of the deaf unstopped. That's a miracle. The lame man leaping on his ear, the tongue of the mute singing for joy. These are all miracles after miracles. It's perfect that this Old Testament reading was paired together with the gospel reading for today in Mark chapter 7. Because today's gospel reading shows us how Jesus is the perfect fulfillment of this prophecy. But then, look at what Jesus is doing in Mark 7. He's healing a deaf man. He's showing us not only is he the all-powerful Son of God, but that he's showing us what this God is like. He's showing us how much this God loves us, how this God takes these anxiety-inducing situations that we can do nothing about. He's willing to reveal to us that he's nothing he can't fix. He's nothing he can't fix. There's no problem. There's no difficulty whatsoever. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope to see you again next week.